Amen. We all called to be saints of God first, number one. Amen. We're all called to be witnesses. Amen. Matter of fact, God said He called us to be witnesses, then He sent us the Holy Ghost. Said, for He will, amen, give you power to be witnesses unto Me. That's also translated martyrs. Amen. You can't be a witness if you're not willing to be martyred for God. That means until we're willing to give up our life, then we can never live His life. Amen. Well, I'm going to be part two tonight, so we'll try to catch everybody up on where we started this morning. And I feel in my spirit that God dealing with me about this message, abounding in God. Amen. I believe that it's God's will. Amen. And I'm telling you, in that day, I said this morning in the service, there's two things that are going on in this last days. Amen. Two great paradigm. What does that mean, Brother Joe? There's people going in two different directions. Amen. He said there's going to be a great falling away. Amen. And then He said, in the last days will I pour out of My Spirit upon all flesh. It's my choice which one of them that I want to be in. Do I want to be in the crowd that's in the great falling away? Or do I want to be among those that He's pouring out of His Spirit? Amen to God. Hallelujah. I can tell you it demands some desire. Amen. We mentioned this morning preaching. And I'll read a text in a minute. Amen. About the man that went to China. Amen. To teach, to do a Bible class and to teach Bible over there. And how that they were some 20-something of those people that came to that meeting. They had to ride a train for 13 hours. Amen. And then they had to do several loops around the hotel and sneak up into a little room that was probably more than about 10 by 20 maybe. Amen. No chairs, no air conditioning. Amen. They sat on a hardwood floor, around 20 Chinese ministers. Amen. This guy is talking. I shared it on Facebook this morning. I'll probably share it again because it moved me. Amen. And then he began to ask them how many they influenced. And they got the count and they thought somewhere, amen, in several million people out of those 20 people, they influenced that many out of home churches. Amen. And then he asked them a question. What is God going to do if they catch me here? And they said they will simply deport you out of the country. Amen. But he said, what do they do if they catch you? He said, we will spend probably 3 years, 2 to 3 years in prison. Amen. He said, how many of you have already been put in prison? Several in that room raised their hand, had already done, amen, 2 and 3 years in prison, but they went right back to doing what they were doing before they got in prison. Amen. And they said, well, what do you want us to, what you want me to pray? Amen, for y'all. Amen. And they said these words, that we want you to pray that we become like American Christians. And he said, no, I will not pray that. They said, first of all, nobody would ride 13 hours on a train to get to come to a Bible class. Amen. And so they surely wouldn't come when they found out there's no air conditioning and no padded pews and had to sit on a hardwood floor. Amen. He said, no, I want to pray something different. I'm going to pray that American Christians become like you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. Brother Ravenhill said these words, and Brother Ravenhill meant every word he said. Amen. He said, we've been cursed by blessing. Amen. He said, I pray that we shall soon be blessed with cursings. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I can tell you if this country went back to Hoover days, but they got right with God, it'd be better, you hear me? Amen. Brother Joe, you don't know what you're saying. Amen. I can tell you that if you study the Word of God, Brother Clendenin was right. Amen. When he said the greatest temptation that has ever taken a generation is prosperity. Amen. If you read through the Holy Writ, you find something. Amen. Most folks, practically all in the Word of God, never failed in the times of hardship. When David's running from Saul and running for his life, amen, he's living close to God. Amen. But when he got where he thought everything was well, he got at ease in Zion. Satan set a trap for him just down the street from the palace, and he fell into it lock, stock, and barrel. It cost him the rest of his life. Amen. Caused him to have much grief and sorrow. Amen. When he could have been on the battlefield, amen, laboring and working, amen, he found a place to take it easy. Amen. And my Bible says these words, "Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion." Amen. Believe you me, there is the term woe is means the trouble is already on the way or already happened. Amen. Now I'm going to read out of Colossians again, chapter 2. Amen. My whole voice is just a little bit ragged, so you bear with me. Amen. Colossians chapter 2, verse number 6. We may spend a little more time looking into this scripture, but then I want to move quickly towards where I really want to go this evening. Amen. In looking at abounding in God. Amen. Colossians 2 and 6. Amen. Good to have each and every one with us this evening. Amen. God bless you. Hope that God ministers to you. Amen. I've already been ministered to in the service. I had myself a time in the song service. Amen. It was worth the journey. If I had to drive 50 miles, it's worth that refreshing. Amen. By the way, I'm not going to try to read this text in a minute. Amen. Several years ago, I was in communicating back and forth with some young men, amen, in California. Amen. And Sunday nights, they drove 50 miles, amen, to find a church that had an old-timey Pentecostal service. They could drive down the road and have the flag waving and all the yay-yaying going on. They could stand. But they wanted something more, amen, than a show and tell. Amen. They wanted something real. Hallelujah. So they drove 50 miles to get to a little country church where they worship God on a Sunday night. Amen. I still believe, amen, the church ought to worship God. Amen. Glory to God. 7 days a week, but when they ought to have the amen service, they ought to worship God. Amen. Hallelujah. Colossians 2 and 6. "As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith." My God, don't we need that today? "And as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power." And you could preach a while right there. Amen. "In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ." That simply says in that verse that you can't overcome self except God work in you. Amen. Come on. It says you can't overcome the flesh except God's allowed to run your life. Amen. And you're willing to slay down that old one and take up that new one and run with God. Amen. And listen, buried with Him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised Him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, He made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it." And would you pray with us tonight? Father, I thank You. Thank You, sir, for the Word of God. Oh, that is a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. That is Mara unto our bones. May we speak, sir, as the oracle of my hallelujah. May Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. May You establish Your purpose and Your will in every life. May Christ be exalted of the truth. Oh, hallelujah. May You minister Your grace, hallelujah, and Your mercy. May You touch God by Your Spirit, hallelujah. May You move God by the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, in every life. May we be conformed and transformed formed. Oh, and molded and shaped in the pattern of the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, and may your will be done in hearts. May we, God, be your witnesses. May we be set forth, sir, by the power of the Spirit of God to magnify you and to manifest your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Thank God this evening. Everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Amen. That God works in your life. Amen. You know something? Amen. We sang that little song with them children, but I'm telling you, how many actually realize what they're saying, what the children sing? He's still working on me. Amen. Am I really letting Him work on me? Amen. That's what I want to tell you a little. Amen. God has been, moving me in my soul in the last few weeks. Amen. God's given opportunities to do things, and God's opening some doors, and I believe God's going to open some more down the road. Amen. But God's trying to do some things. You hear me? Amen. Have I ever felt, amen, like God, amen, wants to let the wind blow and the river flow? Amen. I'm telling, amen. I want to tell you, wherever He can find somebody that'll let Him, amen, He's going to send forth, amen, His Spirit, amen, to God. And if we'll let God, amen, if we'll stay in that altar, that river will flow out from under the south side of that altar. You hear me? Amen. My God, and everywhere that it goes, it'll bring life. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I want that river to flow in my life. Amen. That's the whole reason that God's got a whole plan of God for Christianity. Amen. Is for vessels through which, amen, God can flow. Jesus said, the water that I give you, young lady, amen, to that little lady at Sychar, amen, it'll be in you. Amen. A well of water springing up into everlasting life. My. Cut that alive. Amen, old brother Swaggart's son. There is a river that flows from God above. Amen, there is a fountain that is filled with His pure blood. Come to these waters, because there is a vast supply. There is a river, and it never shall run dry. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Well, amen. You preach a lot of songs, Brother Joe. Well, that's when they wrote songs. Hello. Amen. That had a message. Amen. Glory to God. There's power in the blood. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, amen, I can tell you, be moves us. Amen. Like God wants to move us. The Word of God said that God moved old Samson in the camp of Dan between, amen, Esther and Eshcol. At times, God moved that man. Hallelujah. Amen. If we'll let God move us, He'll do things. Amen. If we'll let God abound. Amen. I'm gonna look back at this scripture, and then I'm going to go a little further from the one that I went this morning. Amen. The Word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless it. I stand ready, saith the Lord. Behold, I say to thee, I say again, I stand ready to move in this hour. If, behold, if I can find a hungry heart, behold, if I can find a vessel through which I may pour myself through, behold, if I can find those who desire me more than the things of the world, saith the Lord, I stand ready to move in this hour. I stand ready to set forth mine arm, amen, to breathe upon my people, and behold, to cause the wind of the Spirit to blow, amen, once again in the hearts of the believer and in the lives thereof, saith the Lord, if I can find a willing vessel, I stand ready, saith the Lord. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. They that wait on the Lord. That waiting on the Lord is not waiting for God to get ready to move. Amen. That waiting on the Lord is waiting for the, amen, for us to get to God the place where He can get us ready, where He can move. Amen. That's the whole issue. Amen. God ain't going to just move, amen, erratically in some, amen, unprearranged way. God's way has always been arranged. Hello? Amen. The order, first order of heaven is order. Amen. God's got an order and He will not deviate from it. Amen. When you and I can get lined up with God, amen, and get in the order of God, I want to tell you, heaven will flow, amen, through that line. My. Amen to God. I love to graft trees. And amen, in grafting, you got to line the cambium layer up in the bark, amen, where you can transfer the energy of that rootstock, amen, up into that scion that you grafted onto it. Amen. I can tell you, when we get lined up, amen, hallelujah, line upon line, line upon line, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. I want to tell you something. When we get lined up, amen, God will flow, amen, through us like a river. Amen. He'll give us life like we ain't never known. Woo! Hallelujah. We talk about life. Amen. I may tell you, He's the resurrection and the life. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. Here in this passage of Scripture, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Colossae. Amen. And there's the Colossian church. Amen. We find out that Paul wrote a lot of wonderful things to them. Amen. He's here. He said, as ye therefore have received Christ, so walk ye in Him. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means we don't change. Just like I come to that altar on January the 13th, I come back to that altar again today. Amen. I come not being any more worthy than I was then. Hello? Within myself. Amen. I come looking, what's the reason, Brother Joe? Because it's Him. Amen. Everything that we'll ever do, amen, we could never have been done, amen, without the Lord. Amen. That old song said, and everything that I would do, I just can't do without the Lord. Oh, come on. Amen. Nobody can do the work of God except that God work in them. That's what your Bible and mine says. Amen. But if God's working in us, amen, then we can do things that this old man by himself can never do. Amen to God. My. Hallelujah. I feel Him in the house. Amen. He'll do things that will astound our minds if we will give Him an opportunity. Want to abound in God. Lord, I want more of You, amen, than I've ever had. Listen, I think there's got to be, once again, a hunger in the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the Word of God says. So here in this passage, He said, as you receive Christ, all you've got to do is just keep walking like you started. Amen to God. Don't change anything. Come on, Brother Joe. We got all this junk that comes down today. 5 easy steps for this and 6 easy steps for that. I want to tell you, it's been the same ever since. Amen. God instituted it. Amen. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. If I'll just walk with God, amen, our Brother Tony McCullough says, and walk with God. And of the truth, He'll walk with you. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, if we'll walk with Him, amen, He'll walk with us. And He'll lead us in places like we ain't never been. Hallelujah. He'll carry us, amen, through things. And He'll give us power over things like we never known that we could have. Amen. I feel it in my spirit tonight. Amen. Well, listen, beware lest any man spoil you. Amen. He said, then be back up, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith that ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Amen. We must be established in this Word. Amen. Come on, brother. I know we got this folks. This modern day religion says just leave your doctrine at the door. Amen. Anybody says that to me, I ain't going in. Amen. Come on. I ain't leaving what this book said at the door. Amen. No, sir. What's been established in this book, you leave that book at the door, you leave God at the door. Amen. I said, you leave the Lord there. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I'm going where the Word says. Come on with me. Amen. What this Word is established, I want to tell you, heaven and earth's going to pass away, but He said, my Word's going to abide forever. Amen. That's like that little woman, they're going to carry her and mix her up. Amen. She says, the lady, don't you know that the Word of God says that the heavens are going to be burning and the earth is going to be destroyed with a fervent heat? Where are you going to be when all that's going on? She said, I'm going to be standing on the Word. Amen. Because He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall abide forever. I'm going to be standing there. Hallelujah. I'm anchored in Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. I'm covered by Him. Amen. David said in the 27th Psalm, amen, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? When the enemy rises up against me, thou shalt hide me in the secret place of thy pavilion. Thou shalt stand me upon a rock. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That's Christ. Amen. I want to stay with the Word. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Listen, amen. That day, what you, Brother Joe, the letter, Kenneth, amen. If you stay with the Word, you're not going to be in the letter. Amen. Where the Word is received, the Spirit's coming. You hear me? But I dare, let's not forget a key ingredient. Where the Word of God is received, amen, it'll always, if we obey in our pupil, it'll bring the blood. And where the blood comes, the Spirit comes. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. There are three that bear witness to, amen, and amen, and listen, in the earth. And what is that? The Spirit and the water and the blood. And they agree in one. Well, they agree in, Brother Joe, they agree in the blood. Come on. Come on. That's the whole of essence. Without the blood of Jesus, man can't have anything to do with God. Amen. I'm going to say that again. You don't hear a whole lot of blood preaching anymore. Without the blood of Jesus, man has no part with God. Amen. Except for the blood of Jesus, we can't even draw nigh. Amen. We can't come to God. Amen. That priest in that Old Testament, he had to offer the blood of that innocent animal as a type of the blood of Jesus Christ, or he had no access into the holiest of all. Amen. But he come by a new and living way. Even that broken body and the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we can come into that holiest of all. Hallelujah. And we can have fellowship, and we can commune with God, and God can commune with us. Amen. And he said we can go in and out and find green pasture. Amen. Let me hurry along. Amen. By the blood. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. We got a plenty of spoilers nowadays. Telling folks, amen, they can have a move of God without, amen, seeking God, without praying, without fasting, without hungering. Somebody is telling somebody an untruth and a pure old lie. Amen, if you want a move of God, amen, you're going to have to seek a move of God. Amen, yes, God, listen, God desires to move, but God's not going to just come shove a move of God down on you. Come on with Brother Joe. I'm going to say, listen, I said, God is not just going to come shove His Spirit down on you. Amen, no. God's a gentleman. He's going to go where He's invited. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. Come on with me. That's where we got to be at. Hallelujah. Real glory. Amen. I better hurry. Listen. Amen. Listen, amen. Spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. Amen. Watch that step. Amen. Thinking God's just going to move because you're His little darling. Amen. You better get away from that business. Amen. He has no respect to person. It don't matter who my mother was or my father or my grandmother or my grandfather. Amen. Listen, God don't have grandchildren, no how. He only has children. Amen to God. And listen, everybody gets anything from God, they're going to all get it the same way. Amen. I said they're going to all get it the same way. They're going to get it by seeking God. They're going to get it by hungering after the things of God. Amen. Listen, it's what is more valuable to me. Amen. Is it more valuable? Is it worth more to me to have a move of God, amen, to have wealth? Is it more valuable for me to have a move of God than it is to have prestige with men? Is it more valuable to me to have a move of God than to have a life of ease and please my old flesh? Amen. If it's not, I'm never going to have a move of God. Amen. Israel, amen, when she desired God, when she realized how much, listen, one of the greatest errors of our generation, amen, in the church is how little people think they need God. You hear me? That's a grave error. Amen. If we think we can make it without... Listen, our brother Clint Denon used to have a statement. I know he made people angry, but it's the truth. He said most of what was done on Sunday morning in church was done, could have been done without God ever having anything to done anything with it. Come on with me. I can tell you that is not what God has envisioned for the church. I said that is not what God's envisioned. Amen. What do you know what God's envisioned for the church? Amen. Read it in Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. The Apostle Paul said, I pray, amen, that you may understand what is the breadth and the width and the depth and the height. Amen. What is the, amen, the value of the calling that God has put on your life? Amen. My. Amen. I'm praying for you. Amen. That you might understand what all that means. Until we do, amen, when we understand the value of having God at work in our life, we will never have it. Amen. Come on. Amen. Listen, that old song that brother sung, I can't even walk without you holding my hand, ain't never been any truer words rung anywhere than that right there. Amen. If God does not work in us, everything we do is nothing, going to be nothing more than pure old flesh. Amen. And the ability of that old carnal man. And it's not going to avail anything in the eternity. Amen. But it will avail shame and disgrace. Amen. But if we will let God, amen, have His way in our life. Amen. Oh, Lord, would You move. Amen. Whatever that the price may be. Amen. Whatever the cost, Lord. Amen. I'm telling You, Lord, we got to have a move of Your Spirit. Now I'm going to quote a Presbyterian whose name was Billy Sunday. Amen. Let me just tell you about Brother Sunday. He's a Presbyterian. Listen, but if you his knowledge of what was needed puts a lot of Pentecostals to shame today. Amen. There's a lot of people putting Pentecostals to shame, and I hate to say it. Amen. Brother Franklin Graham has got more backbone to stand against the wiles of the enemy than the big-name Pentecostals all over this country. You never hear any of them calling folks his hand. Amen. Thank God. I don't agree, amen, with unconditional eternal security, but I do agree with Brother Graham when he stands and says, we need God. Amen. We need God to move. Amen. We need to stand for God and what God said in the book. Hallelujah. Come on with me. Amen. As long as that man's telling the truth, I'm with him 100%. Amen. And I thank God for the boldness. Amen. My, my, my. We need boldness. But Brother Sunday, amen, was known for his revivals where he come and built the open tabernacles. Amen. In the early 1900s, amen, around the mid 1900s, around the 50s, amen, or so, Brother Sunday, amen, would write to people in an area and said, if you'll have cottage prayer meetings, if you'll have church prayer meetings, amen, if you'll meet and pray, amen, said, we'll come and we'll build a tabernacle and we'll, amen, have revival. Amen. But if you won't pray, if you won't have prayer meetings, we're not coming, amen, to build that tabernacle. Come on with Brother Joe. Brother Sunday, many times when he left town, amen, there wasn't nobody to buy the booze. There wasn't nobody to sell the booze. Amen. Come on. They supposedly had that big revival in Pensacola. You couldn't have never told it if somebody hadn't told you it was going on. You'd have never known it was there. Amen. But a lot of times when Brother Sunday's left town, the taverns are closed. Amen. Come on with me. God's moved. Amen. God's wrought back. His arm has been stretched forth. And He's wrought great things. I still believe if God moves, they won't nobody have to ask if God moved in this area. Amen. It will speak for itself. Amen. You'll pardon me a minute. I'm spitting everywhere. Hallelujah. Listen. Amen. Brother Sunday, amen, was known. Amen. He's ordained with the Presbyterians, but they didn't like him. Amen. I'm telling you, they couldn't stand him. He's unorthodox. What do you mean? He's not stiff-necked. Amen. He don't stand proud and speak quietly and orderly in the pulpit. Amen. Yes, I realize that me moving around is not all the Spirit of God. Brother Ravenhill hardly ever moved from the pulpit, but I heard Brother MacDonald, amen, say that Brother Ravenhill preached at Cottage Hill Baptist Church, amen, back in the 80s, early 80s. Amen. He said, I sat there. Amen. The man's never raised his voice to a great deal. Never moved far from the pulpit, but every word burnt like a coal of fire. Amen. Why? He's a praying man. Amen. He seeks. He knows. You read his books. You know Brother Ravenhill knew. If God didn't do something, there ain't nothing going to be done. Amen. Come on with me. Brother. Amen. Brother Billy Sunday often would break a chair across the pulpit. Amen. Showing people how that God, amen, could suddenly, amen, break every chain and every fetter that would bind a person. Amen. He called it walking the sawdust trail. Put sawdust under that open tabernacle. When he gave that altar call, he said, are you willing to walk the sawdust trail? Walk down to this altar. Amen. And give your life to God. Amen. Where'd Brother Sunday come from, Brother Joel? He was a professional baseball player back when they didn't pay him nothing. Amen. Listen. Amen. He fell and walked into Pacific Garden Missions. Drunk out of his mind. Amen. Somebody's a preaching the gospel. Amen. My, my, my. I'm telling you, Brother Sunday got him a good old dose. Amen. Of old time salvation. Hear me? Amen to God. And he's no longer, amen, hooked on the bottle anymore. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. God made a preacher out of him. My. Amen. I think God wants to do that a million times over today. Amen. I think if God had His way, there'd be a whole lot more folks saved before the sun come up in the morning than saved right now. Amen. How many are willing to pay the price to see that happen? Amen. How many are hungry for the same thing that God desires? Amen. You know, listen, it's easy to get it easy in Zion. I'm telling you, that devil come and he'll tell you how that you ought to just take it easy and all these other things. And he'll tell you how you ought to do the best for yourself because nobody else is. He's a liar. Amen. He's trying to get you not to do the will of God. He's trying to rob you as sure as God lives. He's not only trying to rob you, if we let the devil rob us, how many other folks is he going to rob because we haven't done what God said? Amen. Behold, the enemy cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I'm come, saith the Lord, that you might have life, and have it that you might have it more abundantly. Behold, I've called you with a holy calling. I've appointed you to be my witnesses. And behold, I've appointed you the vessels through which I may pour of my Spirit. Behold, pour it in and out to a world that is dying and dead, saith the Lord. And behold, I say unto thee, I will cause thee to give an account because of that which I have given you, saith the Lord. As surely as I required of my servants of the two and the five and the one talent, I shall require of my servants at the last hour, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, we are accountable. Amen. We will give an answer. Amen. Let me hurry. I got to hurry and close. Or get where I'm going so I can close. Listen. Amen. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. Let me just back up. After the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Traditions of men. Weird out with Brother Clendenin, amen, used to have a school of Christ in areas where they had siestas and they slept in late. Amen. Brother Clendenin said, we ain't got but one tradition. And it's his tradition. Amen. He said, and I read where he's up early in that morning. And I read where he's prayed late into the night. Amen. Sometimes all night. He said, that's the traditions we have. Amen. Come on. I know a lot of people didn't like that. Amen. But I'm telling you, I admired that he stood for something. He stood for following Christ. Amen. No wonder that God took a few million dollars and sent a school of Christ into 130-something countries around the world. Amen. My. Reaching folks, that people that had not been reached, amen, in years. Because God could give somebody a vision. What happened to him, Brother Joey? He went to the assemblies and they thought he was crazy. Amen. They wouldn't help him. He went to the Church of God. Amen. They done the same thing. Amen. But his church in Beaumont, Texas, amen, put over $1 million into that mission work in 10 years. Amen. He went behind that wall that fell. Amen. Come on. Established churches by the droves. Amen. After a while, amen, here comes the assemblies and said, we'd like in on your deal. He said, you ain't going to mess it up like you messed everything else up. You stay away from it. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. God's going to have a move, and He don't have to have the precepts of men. He don't have to have men's ways. His ways are higher than God man's ways are. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul reached a great deal of the world. He never knew what a radio was, never had a jet plane to fly around on. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Most of the road on horseback. Amen. To get around and be rode. Amen. To walk them old dusty roads. But he turned the world upside down because he had something most of this crowd don't have. He had God. Amen. Come on with me. Listen. One of the greatest weapons the devil has is telling people they are nobody. That devil ain't doing that just to be hateful to you. He's doing that to try to get you to buy his bait, so you won't believe that God can take a nobody. Come on, listen, and do something with a nobody. If you read your Bible, amen, listen, read that Bible, and you will find that God, amen, found nobodies all over the place. Come on. I got to tell a story. Being I got here, the Holy Ghost has put me here. Amen. I can't remember the name of the preacher. saved my life. Amen. Brother MacDonald used to talk about him. Amen. Just south of Chicago, run 20-something thousand in church on Sunday morning. Amen. He, as a young man, amen, in church on the morning service, the football hero stood up and said he'd been called into the ministry. Amen. Everybody in the church swooned. Amen. Heaven's been blessed. Thank God. But amen. We're going to get somewhere now. Amen. So that evening, amen, that young man, God got on him and he said he stood and told everybody that God had called me to the ministry. Everybody said, oh God, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. Amen. It's going down the tube now. Amen. He went to seminary school. Amen. Hadn't been in seminary school but very long until his professor looked at him and said, a carpenter, a plumber maybe, but never a preacher. Amen. You might be a carpenter. You might even be a plumber, but you ain't never going to be a preacher. Amen. He said, I sure am glad I didn't listen at that professor. Amen. Several 10 years later, down the road, he's late for a meeting to preach a big, revival conference. Amen. And he's come in the front door of that huge theater, and they set chairs out in the aisle. He's walking down through that dark, aisles, and he bumps into a man sitting in one of those chairs, and he turned, he said, he looked at me, and behold, it was the professor that said, a carpenter or a plumber maybe, but never a preacher. Amen. That song Sister Violet used to like to hear me sing. Amen. When others seen a shepherd boy, God saw a king. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God knows how to take the least, amen, that'll yield themselves to God, amen, and do things with them the world cannot believe. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen, God, amen, knows how to take a vessel that's nothing. Amen, I love that song. Amen, brother. Amen, Boland sings. Woo, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Behold, it's not by might, nor is it by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Behold, I say unto thee, it is I that will equip thee. It is I that enables thee. It is I that will give thee knowledge, will give thee strength. Behold, will give thee wisdom. It is I that will give thee direction. It is I that will shine the light on the path that thou must walk in. Behold, all I've asked thee to do, saith the Lord, is to follow me. And I will make thee to become fishers of men. Behold, if thou wilt but simply keep my commandments, walk with me. Behold, I will establish my will and my purpose in thy life, and I will set forth my power, and I will turn the tables upon the enemy. Behold, saith the Lord, and I'll cause you to tread upon serpents and upon dragons, and behold, I'll give you victory over all the power of the enemy, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Abounding. Amen. God wants us to abound. It's God's will. Amen. If we allow the enemy to, he will rob us of abounding in God, and he will rob us of what God wants in our lives and what God wants to do in the lives of those that are around about us. Amen. Listen, Solomon said, no man liveth to himself or dieth to himself. Amen. Everything that you and I do does not just affect us. It affects all of those around us. Amen. We don't even know how many that it will affect. Only eternity will reveal that. Amen. Listen, who hath despised? Amen. The Word of God says, who hath despised the day of small things? Amen. Only here's a rubble. Nobody might think much of you. Amen. No, the world might not think you got you anything at all. Amen. But look what he said. Amen. By grace, I'm going to cause you to bring forth the headstone. Amen. Of that problem and crying, grace, grace unto it. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I'm going to give you strength. Amen. It's not by might, Zerubbabel, nor is it by power, but it's by my Spirit. I'll fix the clothes in a minute. God's just got me going. I want to listen. Brother Wesley, the Haskell, Brother John Wesley, started the Methodist movement. Never was a Methodist. He was Church of England. Amen. Never left the Church of England. They persecuted him. They send people in to beat him up. Amen. Interfere what he's doing. But he never left them. Amen. Amen, Brother Wesley. Amen. They asked him, "What is your secret, Brother Wesley?" Amen. He said, "I just pray until the fire falls and they come out to watch me burn." Amen. My. Amen. I'm telling you, Brother Wesley believed, amen, and preached, amen, stronger Christian perfection than most Pentecostals believe and preach today. He said Christian perfection, not perfection of Christ. Amen. The Apostle Paul never claimed to have attained to the perfection of Christ, but he did say this one thing I do. Amen. Amen. Look, leaving those things which are behind and looking forth the things that lie before me, I press forward for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen to God. This one thing I do. Amen. I can tell you when Brother Wesley died, probably didn't have a whole lot of money left to put him in the ground. Amen. Brother George Whitfield. Amen. The great evangelist preached John Wesley's funeral. Amen. A woman there walked up to George Whitfield. George Whitfield was a Calvinist. Amen. Believed in the unconditional eternal security. Amen. A great preacher. Amen. Well, I believe it was Benjamin Franklin that stepped off. Amen. The distance between, amen, him and where Brother Whitfield was preaching. And he figured that 15,000 people could have heard him preach without any kind of amplification. They said that blood actually come out of his mouth, out of his vocal cords. He preached so hard. Amen. God, the Holy Ghost is in him vocal cords, carrying that word. Amen. This little woman walks up and says, "You going to preach John Wesley's funeral?" Amen. You don't agree with him. He said, "Look here, lady. Amen. I might not agree with Brother Wesley on Christian perfection to the point." Amen. But he said, as far as a Christian is concerned, there's never been a better one than John Wesley. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Amen to God. Oh, listen. What we need again, amen, is to abound in God and let God open the windows of heaven and pour out, amen, and let God get a hold of folks' lives, amen, and live and abide in us so that He may work in us that which we can never work ourselves. And I'll fix the close. Hallelujah. Amen. God burnt this into my spirit early this morning. Amen. God wants to abound. The word abound means to redound. It means to pour out until it's just running over. Amen. And you know what? It thrills me to get around somebody that's abounding in God. You know why? It's refreshing. Hello? You know what? You know what's not refreshing? Is to get around somebody that's got the mully grubs. Hold this and hold that and everything is bad. You know what 95% of the bad outlook is looking through the eyes that are clouded up with all the problems that we've allowed the devil to put on us, and we haven't been hungering for God, and all we have done is bought the lies of the devil. Amen. Until we have become bogged down and weighted down with the cares of this life to the point that we can't even see, amen, that God's got His hand stretched out trying to move. Amen. Why don't we just give God a chance? Amen. What does it look like? Amen, Brother Joe. Well, amen, I can tell you, abounding in God, yes, it causes problems. Amen. Joseph, amen, he's like a vine that's been planted by a whale. Amen. He's growed his boughs over that well. And the archers that God has said have sorely wounded him. They shot at him. But the more they shot at him, the more he's just growed. Amen. Come on, what's he done? He's just got a little deeper in Jesus. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Because I can tell you, amen, there ain't enough arrows. There ain't enough bad with me. There's not enough enemies. Amen. If God be for us, then who can be against us? Amen. There is no such who. Amen. Let me close here. David said, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me." Amen. David had something. Amen. You know why Saul wanted David to come down and play? Because David wasn't down there playing, amen, some dead mess. He's down there because he'd been worshiping God. God's in the middle of that. Amen. Come on. Saul, amen, is a type of Old Testament type of what I call the hobo Christian. They ain't going to pray it down, but they want somebody else to come bring it on. Amen. Come on. Amen. I heard Brother Keith Power say he got aggravated, said he preached revival. Said, I mean, I struggled that thing. Amen. Two or three nights, maybe the fourth night. Said, sometime about that fourth night, said, amen, after it broke through and said, here comes all my friends and buddies on the fifth night. He said, well, why wouldn't you hear when I was trying to push that wagon up the hill? Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. But you want to ride it down the other side. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. If you want a good, cool drink of water, that old song says, just dig a little deeper in the well. Amen to God. If you, come on. If we'll dig a little deeper in the well, we'll find that repression. Amen. That'll give us strength for the journey. It'll give us a joy the devil can't rob us of. Amen. It'll give us power over the devil. It'll make the devil mad, but God will be glad. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you for the Word of God. I thank you for your Spirit. I thank you for the abounding that you set to send to those that will give you opportunity. I thank you, Lord, that you still are ready to do such. I thank you that you desire to do such, Lord, that you desire to move like never before, that you desire to work, Lord. And I pray tonight that there will be a hunger, Lord, that you may move by your Word, that it may plant the seed in the Spirit that causes men, women, boys, and girls to hunger and thirst after you, so that there may be a rain from heaven, so that there may be a rushing mighty river and a rushing mighty wind that will move in the house of God and in the people of God, that will bring forth life to those that are dead, that will break the bonds of the captive, that will open the prison doors to them that are bound, and will set forth Christ to shine into their heart in the name of Jesus. Let's just close in prayer tonight. Amen. I think God's ready to send, amen, a mighty work of His Spirit. Amen. No, Brother Joe, don't think, amen, He's not looking for a microwave business. Amen. No, there's always, Brother Ravenhill said, prayer is soul sweat. Amen. My. Jesus said some things only come by prayer and by fasting. Amen. I want to tell you, if you want to have a move of God, there's going to have to be to the point that we're ready to lay aside whatever it takes to lay aside to have it. You can't buy it with money, but you can have it. I said, we can have it. Amen to God. If we want it, oh, hallelujah. My, it's a matter of what do I want? What do I desire? Amen. Come on with me. God looks on the heart, not on the outward appearance. He knows what we want, what we don't want. He knows the intents and the desires of the heart. Amen. My. I can tell you, He sees desire. Amen. And my Bible said He satisfies the longing soul every time. Amen to God. Oh, hallelujah. That old song says, He filled that longing down in my soul. Oh, I searched for Him, but I knew not what I was searching for. I longed for Him, but I knew not what I was longing for. Then I found Jesus, and I knew that I would search no more. He filled that longing down in my soul. Amen. Look at here, little lady. Amen. If you drink this water I give you, amen, you're going to never thirst again. Amen. You're going to have a well in you springing up unto everlasting life, my God. Amen. At that last great day of the feast, Jesus stood and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. Amen. And as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. My. Oh, hallelujah. There is the promise of God. In the last days shall He pour out, shall I pour out, He said, of my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall have visions. And upon your handmaidens and servants shall I pour out of my Spirit. I want to be part of that crowd. I want to be part of them people. Amen to God. I don't want to be part of that other crowd drying up. Amen. Blowing away. Amen. Like last year's bird nest. Lord, make me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Make me something besides this worthless vessel. Amen. Fill me, Lord. A boy with your anointing. Amen. Touch me again, Lord. Hallelujah. Sunday. Amen. Anoint my eyes and my ears, my hands and my feet. Amen. Cause me. Amen. To have the joy of thy salvation, Lord. Fill me with your Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Run my cup over. Amen. Let me wait, God. Oh, if I have to walk through the midnight, amen, or through the desert land, let me press on until I have reached that place where you can touch me. Amen. You'll give us the strength. You'll give us the courage. You'll give us the ability. Let me, amen, press into Jesus. Amen. The Word of God gives us a clue how it all happens. Amen. In Matthew it says, and the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent taketh by force. In the book of Luke it's rendered, the kingdom of heaven is preached, and every man presseth into it. Amen. There is some pressing. Amen. Jesus said, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Amen to God. There's some striving that got to go on. Come on. Amen. There's some labor. Amen. There's some pushing of self. Amen. Come on. There's some rising early and staying late. Amen. Glory to God. Desire will move you and I in the realm of seeking God. Amen. If desire fails, it is a sign of death. Amen. Desire failing is a sign of dying. Come on with Brother Joe. Where that, amen, where that life is vibrant, desire is vibrant. Amen to God. My, I'm telling you, look at that little, amen, Shunammite woman in that, amen, in Song of Solomon. Amen. He's come by. Amen. He wanted in, but she said, I pulled my shoes off. Amen. I'm in my bed. Amen. And I'm ready to go to sleep. And but he passed his hand over the hole in the door, and it smelt like myrrh. Amen. My God of heaven, that's his supper. And that's the vicarious suffering of God, the love. Amen. She said, I rose from my bed and I went to the door, but he's gone. Amen. Said, I went throughout the city and said, what have you done with him whom my soul loveth? Amen. The watchman that watched over the city, amen, beat her. Amen. Come on. And smote her. And she said, she kept on, but what happened about daylight? She said, I have found him in whom my soul loveth. Hey, come on. Oh, hallelujah. I had to hunt for him all night, but I found him. Amen. Hallelujah. It was worth it. Amen. That whole passage, amen, is about, amen, about a shepherd who was a king that's found a little girl that her own brother has said ain't a thing attractive about her. Amen. She don't have anything that should attract a man. We can't figure out any reason why this shepherd is so in love with her. Come on. I can't figure out any reason why God loves me so. Ain't a thing in the world about mankind in a simple condition that is attractive at all. Amen. And brother, he's repulsive. Amen. Come on. Amen. But my, amen, glory to God, I'm so glad, amen, that he loves us. Amen. That he loves us enough, amen, to go to an old rugged cross. Amen. And he said then, because he's loved me. Amen. I can hear Brother Bonsai Cooley as he said, truly, brothers and sisters, I love the Lord because he first loved me. Amen. That love then must be returned. Out of that return of that love, there comes a hunger and a desire. And there comes a relationship that when he came out of Caesarea Philippi, he said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, some say thou art Jonas. Amen. Some of they are the prophet sent from God. Here Jeremiah, or a prophet sent from God. But who do you say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. What's that rock, Brother Joe? That's the relationship with God. Amen. You see, people want the power, but they don't want the relationship. Come on. If you want to have power with God, and you want to be victorious, and you want to see, amen, God do what he wants to do, amen, and people get helped, amen, you get that relationship right with God. Amen. Get that relationship intimate. Walk with him. I want to tell you, the more we walk with him, the better we know him. And the better he can work in our life. The more submitted we are, the more God can do. Amen. And the more God can do, the more he can be glorified. And by the way, amen, this walk and this work that God has, amen, given us to do can never be done by the flesh. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Hallelujah. By my God, David said in the 18th chapter of Psalms, have I run through a troop and leapt over a wall. Whoa. Come on. That troop is about 40 men. David said, God, by the Spirit of God getting on me, I can run through 40 men. Amen. I want to tell you something. Ain't nobody going to run through 40 men except that something supernatural is on them. Ah, come on with Brother Joe. Whoa, hallelujah. Yeah, come on with me. I heard him say, if one put 1,000 to flight, two put 10,000. Amen. My, come on with Brother Joe. I believe God stands ready. Amen, to shake the poor. Amen, the very gates of hell itself. If he can find the hunger in the people. Ooh. Yeah. I will work, saith the Lord. And I ask thee this question, who shall let it? Who shall give me a place that I may work? Who will give me space? Who will allow me to live in them that I may manifest my life, that I may stretch forth mine arm, that I may glorify my name, and that I may break the chains of the bound and those that are locked behind the enemy's prison doors, that I may set free the captives, saith the Lord. Who will give me opportunity? Hallelujah. Old Isaiah said, he heard God say, who shall we send? And who will go for us? And old Isaiah said, here am I, Lord. Send me. God didn't encourage him much. He says, hey man, you go. But hearing they'll hear not. And seeing they'll see not. But you go anyway. You go. Listen, if we're not careful, we get to paying attention to the wrong thing. And we will allow the enemy to discourage us when God said we ought to have our eyes on something else. If I'm looking for instant results, I'm always going to be disappointed. Yes, I believe that there will be results. His word will not return to him void. But I believe that I must be patient like the farmer. Amen. Like the vineyard, like the herdsman and the vineyard keeper. As in long patience. Obeying God. Not saying, Lord, if I don't see something tomorrow, I'm going to quit. That ain't the servant of God. God told me one time when I preached on the street and I thought I hadn't seen enough happen. God said, look here, son. When I put the seed bag in your hand, you plant the seed. I said, I get ready to put that sickle in your hand, you reap. Amen. Don't you worry about what I got in your hand. You just, whatever that I give you, you do what I tell you. Amen. John said that, the sower and the reaper may rejoice together. Amen. If somebody don't plant, they never can be a reaping. Amen. Come on. Sometimes people who plant, they might not look like, listen, you know what usually causes that problem? People wanting a little bit of what they think is glory. God owns all the glory. Amen. If God's all God's got for me is a seed bag, then let me sow that seed with everything. Listen, and if we'll do that, God will equip us. God will so anoint us that the seed can get where it needs to be. I had never seen anybody go out to check on their garden, see what come up if they hadn't been out there and planted it. Hello? They some planting, they some turning the soil, they some watering. The Apostle Paul, when them folks at Corinth were saying, I'm of Paul, and one says, I'm of Apollos, the Apostle Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God giveth the increase. Amen. It's all God. We just all in this together. Whatever God's given us to do, we do it. We do it with our might, and we ask God to bless it and multiply it. Amen. Anybody else need prayer before we close this service tonight? Amen.